Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What's up? How you doing? You happy? Huh?
Well, if you're happy and you know it, a number of ways you could express that.
You happy? If you're not happy, get happy. I'm going to have to rewatch that Everything Everywhere All at Once movie that got nominated for all the Oscars that, according to Wikipedia, is about enjoying every moment of life. I watched the movie. That's not what I took away from it. I took away from it the importance of kung fu in workplace fights. That's what I took away from it.
Wow. Spoiler alert. Yeah, well, I like a good mind-bending movie.
You'll like this one.
Wait a minute. When is this scene? Where? How did they?
I would like you to watch it and tell me what it was about. So don't feel like I wasted my time.
Do I have to go to a theater?
I saw it on one of your streaming services.
Oh, really?
I have all the streaming services, though, so I don't know.
Well, my beloved bride has no interest in mind-bending movies whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So this is the week because she's out of town.
More of a boy meets girl, they fall in love, have some problems that ultimately get married sort of movie.
Yeah, big fan of that.
I understand the appeal of those versus what the hell was that I just watched?
Right.
And it makes me feel stupid. That's the part I'd hate, is I don't like it. If I don't get it, I feel like I'm an idiot. This was made for people smarter than me. I'm not smart enough to enjoy this movie. I walk away feeling bad. I paid $12 to feel stupid. I don't need that. I can feel stupid for free.
Right. Daily. Yeah, I totally hear you. I've made it clear before that the realization dawned on me about 2 years ago that I am the saddest level of intelligence. I'm just smart enough to comprehend how dumb I am, how smart I'm not, if you prefer that term. Mm. Yeah, it's what I must live with. Anyway, so speaking of intellect and that sort of thing, here's a question for you. Why are they teaching your kids that you need to learn people's pronouns, that you have to use their preferred pronouns? I've done a fair amount of reading on this topic. I believe it's to ease them into the there's no such thing as a man and a woman radical gender theory crap. But Andrew Sullivan's a hell of a smart guy, and he was talking to a liberal Bill Maher the other night, and they got into a similar area. And we all thought it was pretty good. Let's go ahead. We'll start with one, Michael, and pause. We'll go from there.
Why do you have to teach it? Why does a four-year-old come in? Instead of teaching them the colors, you're telling them, pick your pronoun.
Well, yeah.
Where on earth did that come from? And right. Who told us it was going to be imposed on children?
And now it's in school curriculum everywhere. I told my kids when this wokeness started happening, this gender thing started happening, it's pretty new. I said, don't be coming home with your gender pronouns. You better be coming home with A's and B's. I mean, that's what it really should be about, our education system.
Wow.
Well, and it's not,
but more and more, you look at these curriculum, it's all about that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about thing. Identity. It's all about being queer or trans. I mean, children can't understand that stuff. Not in kindergarten.
That's a good point. And the point that they gloss over about, it's all about this, is, and you're aware of this if you're in education, all of the powerful activists saying physics needs to be about equity, mathematics, algebra, they need to be about equity, about eliminating white supremacy and the patriarchy. Every topic is about this. It's so Maoist. It's so Marxist. More with Mara Andrew Sullivan. The gal there is Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina.
I don't want to teach five-year-olds about being gay. I think it's wait a little bit. And they'll pick it up anyway. It's not like they can't watch the TV. I mean, you don't. But what they're doing is not telling them that. They're telling them something worse. They're telling them that people can choose to be a boy or a girl or neither or both or something else entirely.
Right.
That is a lie. You can't. And it's done in order to placate certain special interests in Washington, namely the LGBTQIA plus people, who also have been captured by the far left. We should say no to this.
I just don't understand why this is the hill the Democratic Party wants to die on.
Because they're too scared. Both parties are too scared.
They're bullied by the extreme right.
Bullied by the extreme left, and no one has the balls to say, no, we haven't had a moment yet.
And again,
when someone stands up and says no.
We're not, none of this is anti-trans.
No.
Andrew Sullivan is a gay man, by the way. Out and proud gay man, conservative. And not down with the whole trans moment we're having, apparently.
No, indeed. One more clip, then we will discuss.
And, you know, it sometimes gets to me that when the younger ones tell me that I'm the dinosaur,
right.
Do you know what we of our generation went through as gay men and women?
Right.
Do you know what we really did? Do you know the questions we really... Do you know the actual oppression of dying in the streets?
Right.
Of dying of AIDS? Of fighting for basic civil rights?
No.
And they turn around and tell us you're an old has-been, you need to just go away.
Right.
And not only that, you hate trans people. They say immediately, you hate people.
Right.
I don't hate people.
No, of course not.
I cherish a trans kid. I just don't want a little gay kid to be told suddenly he might be a girl inside. I don't want kids who are not able to make these kind of decisions decide to have medication, medicalization, sterilization, drugs before they've even hit puberty.
Yeah.
I was just wrong. The New York Times, even the Washington Post, have begun to consider maybe there are some problems with these puberty blockers and these early interventions, and maybe we shouldn't intervene so early. And the Biden administration is no enemies whatsoever to the left ever.
Right.
We will never say anything but this is essential, obvious, and we should trans kids as soon as possible. And it's just, I don't even think Biden is that behind this, but he's certainly controlled by people who are.
We wondered why this hasn't happened and when it would happen. So there you have a gay man who's concerned about a little gay boy like he was, you know, being convinced. Well, you're obviously a girl then.
Right. No. The case. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm a guy who likes guys, which is not the same as being a girl.
Right. Exactly. The case is not that you're a gay man and you should be happy and proud or whatever. No, the case is that you're in the wrong body. Something sick has happened here. Something terrible has happened here. You need to take surgery and drugs to fix you. You have more and more gay people standing up, but realizing, whoa, we got wrapped into this alphabet soup and plus and minus and two-spirit, whatever else. Oh, I didn't ask to be included in this, and I don't like it. And we need more of you folks, honestly, to stand up to the insanity of the whole. A girl who's somewhat butch should get surgery, get a mastectomy, an adolescent girl, or drugs or whatever to turn her into a man because she's butch. Good God. How did we get here?
Yeah, it certainly happened in the blink of an eye, it feels like.
So one more note on this topic, as long as we're talking about it. I touched on this, this editorial. It's about the Brit Music Awards, where they've eliminated the Best Male Artist and Best Female Artist awards because Sam Smith, the famous song guy who was on Saturday Night Live the other day, considers himself non-binary. And he said he's being excluded from the awards if they give awards for men and for women. And so they eliminated the categories altogether. Now it's just Best Artist, and it happened to be all men who got nominated, including, I think, Sam Smith, who isn't a man, but he's one of the people nominated. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And so this article's talking about this, and this other, this gal who's calls herself non-binary and says it felt very uncomfortable to be nominated as Best Actress. Anyway, these people and other...
When's it coming to the United States? I'm surprised it hasn't yet. Will we see our first speech?
Soon.
Will we see our first speech at the Oscars, where somebody gets up there and I must say that I am against the idea of having categories for men and women, and you know, a bunch of people stand up and cheer and stuff like that. Is that going to happen?
Wow, good question. If I had to bet on that in some sort of weird compulsory casino, I would bet that, yes, that's going to happen this year.
If not on the stage, at least like red carpet somewhere around the Oscars, there's going to be that argument made.
So this editorial says, so these people and other fashionably post-gender celebs opted out of sex and by extension out of sexed awards. It's on them. Why should awards change to accommodate the faddish belief of not the non-binary clique? That's the other point. The staggering narcissism of the non-binary ideology. These people really do believe that the entire world should mold itself around their ideology. Male and female awards must be scrapped. Female toilets, changing rooms, and other private spaces must be thrown open to men who feel like women. Even language itself must be twisted and bent to these people's identity fields. So we're all expected to use preferred pronouns and even a mangled grammar by using they to refer to a single person. My use of the he pronoun for Smith and the she pronoun for these other ladies will be judged by some as a heinous act of bigotry, but I am not willing to sacrifice the sense and universalism of the language I use to appease the fever dreams of a minority movement. And here's the part, excuse me, that I think is really good. For the narcissist, the world is a mirror, said Christopher Lash, the writer and philosopher. The narcissist must always see his grandiose self reflected in the attentions of others. So it is with the trans movement. It expects every realm of society, every award ceremony, every woman's space, every linguistic tradition to bow and scrape before its post-truth, ahistorical belief that people are whatever sex they say they are. The truly oppressive force was not the Brits having male and female categories, but the pressure put on the Brits to scrap those categories in order to flatter the narcissistic delusions of a few non-binaries. This is the opposite of a civil rights movement. Progressive movements in the past were concerned with changing the world to make it better for all. The regressive navel-gazing cult of gender play is obsessed with altering the world so that its own adherents never have to encounter an idea or space that dents their fragile egos. The irony of their misuse of the word they is that they are typically focused on me, me, me.
So that reminded me of when Chappelle says, when somebody says they're after you after saying that stuff, and he says, is that one they or several they?
Right, right. Finally, this is Brendan O'Neill, who is the chief political writer for this publication. This is a serious serious philosophical question in all this. Should people have the right to liberate themselves from reality? I say no. Sam Smith and Emma Corrin and the rest can wear what they want, call themselves what they want, and use whatever pronouns they want. But why should the rest of us have to play along with them and abandon everything we know to be true and right? Sam Smith is a man. Emma Corrin is a woman. And it is not bigotry to say so. Truth is never bigotry.
I feel like if Bill Maher and Ricky Gervais and a number of other people, you know, on the left.
Dave Chappelle,
for instance, people of the left are on the side of this argument that we're just presenting, I would think it's going to win in the end. But I don't know.
I think it will eventually.
Those are all 50 plus or even older.
There will be a lot of damage done, a lot of people hurt between now and sanity re-prevailing, though, and that's unfortunate.
Man, do I like statistics on a variety of topics. Got some for you coming up. Did you know the Church of Scientology polls below Satanism as a philosophy? Hmm. Hey, you gotta get more pamphlets out there or come up with a new advertising campaign when you're polling below Satanism. And a bunch of other stuff for you. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Michael, we have breaking news. Breaking news. When news breaks, the donkey brays at the Armstrong and Getty Show. You're going to roll your eyes and say, all right, then. But here it is. Vice President Mike Pence discovered classified documents in his Indiana home.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
He informed Congress today he discovered documents bearing classified markings. He immediately put them in a safe, then had the FBI come to his home and get them. Nobody wants to talk about the nature of any of these documents. Everything's classified. Everything's overclassified. I can't hear this stuff anymore until I know the nature of the documents.
Well, this is good news, I think, for Trump and Biden in that it just waters it down more in its importance. Clearly, all of these people regularly take this stuff home. So
they bear classified markings. Okay. The other business breaking news is that Walmart just announced they're raising minimum wage at their places by $2. Government doesn't declare minimum wage. It's based on the need for labor, the labor market, and people's wages are rising. They need more workers.
Coming up, what most parents want for their kids, or what parents most want for their kids, which is kind of an interesting discussion.
It's $10,000 each. You get it? I don't think you get it.
You're selling your children is the point of that joke.
Exactly. You do get it.
So this particular poll is about belief systems. It's primarily religions, but they're calling them belief systems, which, you know. Do you have a favorable view or unfavorable view? Okay, pretty simple question. Mm-hmm. And at the top, with the most favorable view, is Christianity, just in general, Christianity. Plus 54 for Republicans, plus 29 for Democrats. Obviously more liked by Republicans than Democrats, but still quite positive for Christianity. That's higher than I would have guessed, actually. You break it down a little bit. Well, first of all, go to the bottom of the chart. You know what ranks the very bottom? Minus 55 for R's, minus 51 for D's. The Church of Scientology. It's
very similar numbers.
It's similar, but even lower than Satanism.
Wow.
Democrats are only minus 32 on Satanism.
To comment on the story, please welcome the Armstrong and Getty Show, Old Scratch, Evil Incarnate, Satan.
Come on
hey,
in.
Hey, how you doing?
Come on in, Beelzebub. Oh, yeah. Open the door.
Play the door.
In comes
I don't. I don't actually need the door. I could just go through it. But
walking on your hooves?
Yeah, I tell you, I heard the intro, and there are things Scientology does I wouldn't dream of doing. I mean, it's too much. It's sick.
It's sick.
Wow. I'm not surprised Satanism has a better image.
I can't handle the smell.
We try.
I can't consistency. Handle. I hate the smell of sulfur. You got to get out of here.
Look, we're evil. We're happy to tell you we're evil. I mean, we're straightforward about it.
Yeah, you smell like rotten eggs. Out.
Yeah, go to hell. That was a joke.
I can hear him through the door, apparently.
Again, I don't need doors. Now I'm leaving.
What else ranks toward the bottom? That's kind of interesting. So Church of Scientology, Satanism, Jehovah's Witnesses, very, very poor PR. They need to get a positive. Church of Latter-day Saints, way toward the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. Islam, way down. Minus 42 for Republicans, minus 5 for Democrats.
What are the numbers on the LDS Church?
One of the biggest faiths on the planet.
Yeah.
I can hit you with that when we come back. And then what parents most want for their kids? Is this, how bad a deal is this? I mean, how bad a thing is this for our society? You can tell me. If you missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We'll be right back. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
I don't mind Tom Brady acting that way to Jim Gray because I want Jim Gray to get run over by a steamroller. I hate
him.
Whoa,
wait, what?
I hate him. Anyway, Tom Brady with an F-bomb. Oh, that's awful to hear.
Multiple F-bombs. This is terrible.
For some reason yesterday, I opted out of the M&M story, the candy, not the wrapper. Lose yourself. what's going on with the M&M candy?
Oh, Lord.
With the short, the very short version.
Well, it has to be slightly longer because the Babylon Bee released an hilarious video about an M&M that identifies as a Skittle.
Funny.
Anyway, you remember they remodeled their spokes candies, including, what was it, the green M&M went from wearing high heels to now... Mm-hmm. Like tennis shoes, because she's more hip and butch and the rest.
She used to have go-go boots.
Well, evidently there was backlash, he says, rolling his eyes as far as they'll go. And so now M&M's has decided against having talking candies represent them, and instead has hired Maya Rudolph, formerly of SNL fame.
Who is hilarious, and I would imagine will make some fantastic advertisements.
If you don't know their names by heart, she was the gal who did the rather hilarious and dismissive Kamala Harris imitation.
And Whitney Houston. Bobby B!
That's going back some.
Yeah, yep. I'd say. Okay, that's probably all I need to know about that. So I feel like it was one of those kind of made-up controversies where they were able to get, like, three-quarters of America to know that they hired a new spokesperson for their candy. I mean, that's a pretty good PR campaign. You got every news outlet in America to mention your new spokesperson for your minor snack. That's pretty cool.
You know, we need to get... Let's get the audio from that that Babylon Bee video. It's pretty good. It is a classic example of how humor is often the most persuasive editorial.
We should play that next segment. I love that. And yeah, the breaking news is they found classified documents at Mike Pence's home. So do with that what you will.
Well, he did, and he alerted everybody to it. So I think every politician from the assistant postmaster general on up is going through their files and, oh, shoot, this one's marked classified.
So Ross Douthat of the New York Times said this was a very troubling statistic for the future of American families. You tell me. So this is the Pew Research Center talking to parents. Percentage of parents saying it is blank important. That is extremely important, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Okay.
Percentage of parents saying it is blank important to them that their children do each of the following as adults. Now, I'm very happy to see that almost 90% of parents say it's extremely or very important that their kids be financially independent as an adult.
Wow.
Almost okay. 90%. Somewhat is 10%. So you're at 98% between extremely and somewhat. So almost every parent says their kid needs to be financially independent. That's definitely good news.
Mm-hmm.
And same numbers roughly for have jobs or careers they enjoy. I really want that for my kids. I want the first one more than the second one. If the second one can go with the first one, that's fantastic. But earn a college degree is next on the list. 41%, extremely very. I'm not there. 32, somewhat. I suppose I'd be a somewhat for my kids. And then about a third, not too much or not at all. Kind of interesting. I feel like that number's down from previous years, but I don't know.
Yeah, all three of my kids have college degrees, but
if one I have
times are changing, and my youngest one, the most recent, obviously, was always going to. She's just that sort of person on that sort of track.
But if one of them had
if
told
I
you,
had to do it again, I'd be somewhat.
But if one of them had told you I wasn't going to college, how bummed would you have been?
I would have been a little surprised, but I would have said, all right, well, what's your plan? I mean, that's fine. There are a number of ways to attack life. Let's talk about it.
I wouldn't be bothered at all. I would be. The next question would be, what is your plan? Because you got to do something, obviously. But
I'd have screamed out of my house, you ignoramus, and disowned them, obviously.
Write a 15-page term paper on how you can no longer live here. So then down to the next numbers, and this is where it gets to the, is this troubling or not? And I got to believe these numbers were roughly 100% a century ago, maybe even 50 years ago. They're not 100% now, they're 20%.
Always have to remind ourselves, 50 years ago was 1973.
Yeah. Parents, percentage of parents saying it is blank important to them that their children get married. Only one out of five say extremely important. Only one or have children. Only one out of five. I gotta believe. I don't know, but I'm guessing that if you went back 100 years, it'd be like the same numbers as that other stuff. Like 90% of parents would say, "Yeah, it's extremely important that my kids get married as adults and have children as adults." And now it's the smallest number.
Do they have, what's the roughly extremely half, and very?
Well, roughly half, I guess this is, I probably did this backwards. When we do this for real, this is the rehearsal. When we do this for real, I will do this in a different way. Okay. Roughly half of parents say not at all or not too much. It's just not really that important to roughly half of parents at all for your kids to get married or have children. Which is interesting. Ross Douthat says that's a very troubling view of the future of American families. That it
is
not a priority at all.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. I think the children thing, those are two very different questions. I want all of my kids to be married and have happy marriages. I want that a great deal for them. As life goes on, your looser associations, they're just not the same. The kid thing is a very individual thing.
Well, I'll say, I'll be the controversial one, though. I find for me, the only meaning in life that has existed for me is having children. I don't see much point without having kids. So I really, really want my kids to have kids for their own benefit. I think it'll make their lives much more meaningful and enjoyable. Doesn't have to be that way for everybody, but I believe that for me, and I do believe it for my kids. That's not what most people believe, according to this. Clearly. So I'm an outlier. I am in the wrong.
Yeah, so give me the percentages again for having kids.
Almost half are not at all or not too much for both getting married and having kids.
Yeah, see, I have three kids, and it varies completely.
My kid?
I'll be heartbroken if one or two of my kids don't have kids. But Kate, my kid who's on the autism spectrum, is overwhelmed by life. It would surprise me very, very much if she ever had kids. And she has no plans to, which I think is fine.
Yeah, well, that would be one of those, like we always talk about, if it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't apply to you sort of situations.
Well, no.
It's a different, slightly different situation.
Well, no, no, it's not.
You don't think so?
No, because we're talking about percentages. I'm pointing out that in my case, 33% of my children know I'm definitely not answering. Yes, it's very important.
That's funny. I wasn't even thinking of it as a them as individuals. I was just thinking of it in general.
Oh, in general. I mean, if you're going to make a general guideline, yeah, I'm with you completely. But no, I just, no, not everybody is cut out to have kids.
What do you think about my guess about the numbers 100 years ago or 50 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah,
isn't
it'd be
something?
Very, very high. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is a sea change, as they say.
Well, it's interesting that, and there's a whole bunch of categories like this, that our attitudes have changed so much. I mean, so if it's gone from like 90 to 100%, like I'm guessing it was 50 years ago, down to 20, there are major ramifications to the to everything in society, absolutely everything, the economy, crime, obviously, just everything you can think of.
Taxes, social programs, government policy, transportation, everything.
Foreign policy, war, all kinds of different things. And nobody ever talks about this stuff. I mean, because that's a major change in the way we look at the world. And don't hardly ever talk about it.
I was reading a piece of thinking the other day. It was a piece of writing. You can't read thinking, per se. But I was reading some buddies' thinking that they put in writing posited that, indeed, all the jabbering about the U.S., Europe, the China century, blah, 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 needs to shut up. It's Africa. It's all about Africa 50 years from now. Their populations are booming. They're exploding. They're growing like crazy. Their economies are heading straight up. Now, granted, they got nowhere to go but up, but it's clearly Africa that's going to drive the conversation in 50 years.
Yeah, I took in a great podcast a while back where there's a bunch of thinkers talking about the drop in birth rate and families not getting together and all that sort of stuff and how that's going to affect our politics. There's a different way you're likely viewing the world if you don't have kids. Because you might be a super generous, care about humanity thing sort of person and, mm-hmm. Want the future to be bright for America and all that without kids. That makes sense. But it ain't the same as you actually have kids that are going to be alive in this world for the decades after you're dead.
You might think it is, but it's not. Right.
And so if it's just you while you're here and you can actually say, I've heard Bill Maher say on his show a bunch of times, I'll be dead by then. What do I care? Well, yeah, I care because my kids are going to be like, when they're my age, I don't want them to live in a country where, we're completely broken under the thumb of China, for instance.
Right, right. Yeah. Another reason Africa is going to be ascendant in 50 years is they have way, way more elephants than we do. I mean, the elephant imbalance is, it's not even close.
And not talked about. Hardly at all.
Right. The E factor, as I refer to it.
So did we have any luck coming up with the hilarious and Joe says thought-provoking video?
Controversial, very controversial. It was you who rashly requested it for today. I think we need to listen to it.
Oh, okay. Has it got some naughty language in it?
No. And I think it's all thoroughly defensible. But, I mean, we both realize this, folks, and you probably do too, that when we are crusading against the extremes of your queer theory, your gender theory, etc., there are plenty of people who would love to ruin us for it.
Oh, yeah. I am completely aware of that.
Yeah, so it bears being at least somewhat judicious in how we go about it.
Look at you being prudent. Old Prudent Joe. That's what they call him.
New Leaf.
We'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, we got this text, so I looked into it. Middle-aged elderly men conduct mass shootings in California, prompting President Biden to call for increasing the age to purchase assault weapons to 21. Gotta love Joe's logic. Maybe we should ban men from purchasing weapons, since they're the ones that usually do the shooting. Yeah, that's always been one of my problems with the whole reaction to these shootings when they propose gun legislation. Almost always, like 90% of the time, it wouldn't have stopped the shooting that gave you the political energy to call for your new law. And that's always seemed so weird to me politically, why you wouldn't like try to craft a law around the most recent shooting that you could say, look, this wouldn't have happened if we had this. But it's almost always the opposite.
Yeah, we've talked about this through the years, and I've tried in various ways to explain it. Sometimes I'm a little more charitable than at other times, but there are a couple of groups of people. There's one group of people who feels the emotional need to do something. And you propose a law like that, and they're like, yes, we've done something. And they're happy, and they're satisfied.
But
then the other group of people says, yeah, we're doing something, but we're not addressing the problem. That would have had no effect on what has been done before. I want to do something too, but that's useless. We got to keep working at it.
Yeah, and since it hasn't worked, though, all these years, getting any gun legislation through that way, I would think that maybe somebody could raise their hand and say, let's only propose things that would have had an effect on the shooting that's in the news at the time. Because our other way has not worked.
You're making a plea for logic to illogical people.
So the president spoke today. He wants to bring back the assault weapons ban. And he had Senator Dianne Feinstein of California introduce legislation that would ban assault weapons and raise the purchasing age to 21 again, which would not have had effect on these roughly 70-year-old Asian dudes who I don't know what guns they use. Do you?
One had a rifle and a handgun. Well, no, because those accounts changed. No, I don't know for certain. I don't remember. Or I've heard so much misinformation, I'm not sure which is true.
Yeah. So I'm not even sure.
I could look it up easily enough, but let's say they both had AR-15s or something very similar. Okay.
Yeah, and again, I don't know that they did. But all right.
Well, and just the 10-second version of this, in case you're not hip to it, is the difficulty with banning a machine and a gun as a machine is that you've got to describe that machine in the law. And then if somebody can build a very, very similar machine that's functionally the same but a different machine, that machine isn't banned by the law. And if you make a law so broad that it can ban any sort of machine that's like that, it's absolutely going to run afoul of the Second Amendment.
Right, exactly. We have a Second Amendment that says I get to have a gun, and you have to explain to me why this gun doesn't fall under that. The most cynical view of this would be Biden thought, hey, I'll come out here and ask for something that half the country really hates, and that'll be the first panel on the cable news shows today instead of my freaking documents.
Sure, and or you're just rallying the base because they want it.
Almost finished. Let's get ready. Final thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
Wistful. Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew, starting with our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael, a final thought for us.
Yeah, yesterday I visited the eye doctor, which is always fun, because I always think about different eye charts, funny eye charts that I would make for my patients. One that I thought of would be U-R-A D-U-M-M-Y. Have them read it, you know.
I love it. Hilarious.
Killing time at the old eye doctor.
Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
Yeah. Look for me to bring Grimm to my final thought. So the war in Ukraine has now pushed the doomsday clock. You know what the doomsday clock is? It's a group of people who came up with the clock as a metaphor to how close we are to blowing up the planet. The doomsday clock is as close to midnight as it has ever been in its history because of the current state of the war in Ukraine.
Wow. Wow. Depends, of course, on which doomsday time zone you're in, but
right,
we appreciate
exactly.
The thought. My final thought is, have you seen the picture of the mountain lion that former NFL player tracked and killed in Colorado, I think it was?
No.
It was killing all sorts of local pets and animals and stuff. This thing is the size of a regular lion, and I have no desire to kill beasts. I don't want to. If you want to, go ahead. But if it was a dangerous beast, a beast that was like killing animals or hurting people, I would do it in a second. Isn't that interesting? Just from an instinctive thing, feel? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't want it to eat my dog, but I really don't want it to eat me. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. So many great clicks there. Check it out.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
When it's over, it is over. It is over.
And that's it.
I said bye.
Adios, mofo.
Are you sure of that, dude?
Well,
yep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Come on.
Let me say one thing.
Yeah, I tell you, I heard the intro, and there are things Scientology does I wouldn't dream of doing. I mean, it's too much. It's sick.
It's sick.
Wow. I'm not surprised Satanism has better.
Thank y'all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.